Emotions ran high during a marathon session of the State Assembly yesterday. In the end, lawmakers passed some major hot-button issues. One bill would give Foxconn-style tax breaks to prevent Kimberly-Clark from closing its two plants in the Fox Valley. Another would give Wisconsin families $100 for every child this fall. A third item would give everybody a sales tax holiday the first weekend in August. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
So let's start with Kimberly-Clark. What happened there?
Well, the discussion went until 1 o'clock this morning, and it got heated. Governor Walker pushed this idea after Kimberly-Clark announced a few weeks ago that it was going to cut 600 jobs and close the two plants in Neenah and Fox Cities. He proposed a bailout for the company, similar to the tax breaks that Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn is getting for building a huge LCD screen manufacturing plant in Racine County. Under the plan, the state would pay Kimberly-Clark $8,500 in tax credits for every retained worker who earns $50,000 a year. The vote in favor of the plan fell largely along party lines. Republicans said the state must take action in order to preserve these jobs, but Democrats said the move is just a political ploy, especially because Kimberly-Clark didn't ask for the incentives and hasn't said whether the tax breaks would even entice the company to reverse its decision to close the plants.
So, Marty, what other big-ticket items did the Assembly take up yesterday?
Oh, a couple of things. One is Governor Walker's plan to give parents $100 for every child just as school starts this fall. The other, a sales tax holiday the first weekend in August on items under $100. That'll affect everyone. Walker pushed the per-child tax credit in his State of the State address and says the money would come from a projected $170 million surplus. Democrat Melissa Sargent blasted the bill, calling it an election year gimmick.
And today we're witnessing your last-ditch effort to buy the votes of Wisconsin citizens for the low, low bargain price of $100 apiece in the upcoming election this November.
Democrats said they'd rather see the surplus spent on road repairs and public schools.
So what did Republicans say about the tax credit?
Well, Republicans defended it, saying surpluses should be given back to the taxpayers. Here's Representative Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls.
And we can trivialize $100 and call it whatever you want to call it, but this is going to go to kids, families. And if you vote no on that, you're voting no to kids and families, in my opinion.
So the per-child tax credit did pass. What about the sales tax holiday?
Oh, that passed, too. In fact, the two items were rolled into one bill, so it passed 61-35 along party lines. Republicans amended the sales tax holiday bill, allowing retailers to opt out if they wish. They're hoping the change will make the bill more palatable in the Senate.
Yeah, so what are the chances of these issues passing in the state Senate?
Well, that remains to be seen, as Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has been lukewarm to all three of these proposals. The Assembly is done now for the year, but the Senate will come back for one final day in March.
And what other topics did the Assembly take up?
They passed a number of law and order issues. One deals with straw gun purchases, strengthening the penalties for legally buying a firearm and then selling that weapon to somebody barred from having a gun. So that bill now goes to Governor Walker. Another item would allow teachers to terminate their contracts without penalty if they're assaulted by a student. And the Assembly approved borrowing $350 million to build a new adult prison, along with another measure to hire 54 additional prosecutors across the state. Now, those bills are now going to the Senate.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us, Marty.
You're welcome.
That's WUWM's Marty Michelson.